हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ब्रह्मानंदम परमसुखदम केवलम ज्ञानमूर्तिम द्वावहै ओम शांति शांति शांति। So in this Panchadashi, we are seeing now Tattva Viveka Prakaranam. We are in the first chapter called Tattva Viveka Prakaranam. And we also saw the first 10 verses presents the subject matter of the first chapter mainly, and subject matter of the entire Panchadashi generally in a nutshell. It presents the entire Vedantic teaching in a nutshell, in fact. And wherein Atma Swarupam being consciousness, and which itself is the existence, and which is of the nature of happiness. And using the Anumanam, the author presented how the self-being fullness, happiness can be arrived at. Self is of the nature of happiness. This is the self is of the nature of happiness, which self means here the substance of the substantive I is of the nature of happiness, which means I am happiness, I am fullness, I am consciousness, I am existence, I am consciousness in the form of existence, and I am of the nature of happiness, I am happiness. This is the vision. And how do we know that the self is of the nature of happiness? Because self is unconditionally loved. So love is always for an object which is a source of happiness, an object of pleasure, an object of pain, an object of, you know, object of pain is an undesirable object. It doesn't become a loved, desired object. Therefore, anything which is desired must be a source of some pleasure. It must serve some interest of my own. Therefore, here he says, the self is the most loved, the unconditionally loved. Therefore, self is of the nature of happiness. And the self is the most loved, how do we know? The love for anything in the world also is a conditional love. But love for one's own self is unconditional, because there is always continuous liking, love for the continuous existence of the self. I want to live forever. That love is all, love for the continuous, endless existence of the self is being there. So we know love, self is loved the most. Therefore, self must be of the nature of happiness. In fact, self must be the only source of happiness. This also, we arrive at it. And therefore, he says, the nature of the self being consciousness, or self being consciousness, existence of the happiness, can be arrived at through reasoning with the help of the Shruti. But the nature, the truth of the total cosmos, the being consciousness, existence, limitlessness, implied by the term Brahman, can be added only with the help of the Shruti. And also, the Aikyam, the oneness of the self, the truth of the self and the Brahman, Atma and Brahman also, can be added only with the help of the Shruti. This much understood in 10 verses. And thereafter, we saw last class, and therefore self is not, The self-being, happiness or fullness is not known to us totally. The self is not known to us totally. The self is not unknown also totally. So there's no total ignorance of the self. There's no total knowledge of the self. If there is total knowledge of the self, then there would have been knowledge of the self being fullness. Then we would not have gone in search of happiness in other objects. So this going after other objects, you know, the attraction towards other objects would not have been there on the part of us if the self being is known totally. The self being happiness is known, isn't it? The self being the source of happiness is not known totally also, totally unknown also, then the love for the self is not possible. So love for the self is not possible if the self is unknown totally. Why? You can never have love for, liking for something, desire for something which is totally unknown. Desire, love, liking is always for an object known. Therefore, here this love for the self is there. Therefore, we can't say self is totally unknown. Self is known partially. At the same time, we can't say self is known totally also. If self is known totally, then self being happiness would have been known. Then we wouldn't be going after other objects of pleasure. Understand? There's both we see. There's love for the self, there's love for the other objects also. This itself is the proof. Even though love for the self is the actual love, love for other objects is also actually conditional love. But still this conditional love for other objects is there because of the half ignorance of the self, partial ignorance of the self. Self is not known totally. So the love for the self being there is clear because self is loved. Is it clear now? Therefore, there's a partial knowledge of the self, there's partial ignorance of the self. This also we saw. And thereafter, we saw what is that really makes this self, what is that because of which the self here is not known totally. Why self is not known totally? And he says there is some pratibandha, there is an obstruction. There is an obstruction because of which alone the self is not, self being happiness, self itself being happiness is not revealed to us. So what is that obstruction? Thereafter, the 13th verse, Vidyaranya Swami defines the obstruction. He presents the definition of obstruction. Whenever something is defined, the definition makes it complicated, really speaking. I told you last class also, isn't it? So what is an obstruction, he says? The 13th verse, he says, obstruction is that because of which the asti-bhati vyavaharaha, obtaining in a given object, becomes nasti-nabhati vyavahara. I'll explain to you this here. This is what I had explained. I think I stopped here. See, this is a chair. Now, this object is, and this object shines. This object exists. Means asti. This object shines. Bhati. When I say this given object called chair exists, it shines. This what I say about the object is description of the object. Isn't it? Object exists, object shines. Is a description of the object. This description of a given object in terms of its existence and its perceptibility, unknowability, is called vyavaharaha. Understand? The description of an object or transactability of an object. The description of the object in terms of its existence, in terms of its perceptibility, unknowability, is clear, is called vyavahara. So the 13th verse, Gaudapada Acharya defines the obstruction. What is pratibandha? We saw the obstruction is the cause for our not knowing the Atma totally. Atma being fullness. Therefore, what is that obstruction? So, I am explaining now. When you say a given object is, and the given object shines. Suppose this is a specs and this shines. This is means asti. This shines, this bhati. So the asti, the verb asti is what implies the existence. And the bhati, it implies its knowability, its perceptibility. So the object, so this is the description of the object, asti, bhati, actually implies the description of the object, isn't it? So the description of the object in terms of its existence and knowability or perceptibility is called vyavaharaha. So we call it asti bhati vyavaharaha. Asti bhati vyavaharaha is a technical expression to say, you know, to mean the description of an object in terms of its existence and perceptibility or knowability. Now, this text is what now here obstructed, isn't it? The obstruction of this given object. Obstruction is what now? What is obstruction? Now, is there a specs? You will say what? There is no specs. Why? It does not shine. Nasti na bhati. Opposite of asti bhati is what? Nasti na bhati. It does not exist. It does not shine. Is the opposite description of the asti bhati vyavahara. Nasti na bhati vyavahara is the opposite description of asti bhati vyavahara. Is it clear now? So the description of an object in terms of its existence and perceptibility or knowability is converted into the opposite description of the object in terms of its non-existence and non-accessibility or non-imperceptibility or non-knowability. Is it clear? So that which converts, look at this, that which converts the asti-bhati vyavahara of an object into nasti-nabhati vyavahara is obstruction. What is pratibandha? Asti-bhati, now we can say, now when I show this, this object is now asti bhati vyavahara arha vastu. Asti bhati vyavahara arha vastu. when is asti bhati yavahara arha vastu? Asti bhati, it shines, it is, it exists, it shines. Therefore, this object now, therefore you can say what now? Vyasti bhati vyavahara arha vastu. So the object which enjoys the description, which has the description in terms of existence and perceptibility and knowability, is called asti bhati vyavahara arha vastu. Now, in this object, what happens? Obstruction comes. Obstruction means what now? The obstruction, you know, with reference to this object is that which converts the description of the object in terms of existence and perceptibility into the opposite description in terms of non-existence and imperceptibility. So that which converts the asti bhati vyavahara into nasti na bhati vyavahara is called pratibandha. So this, don't worry about the definition. We are going to move on to the next verse. Now he gives an example. To understand pratibandha, he gives an example. He says, in a Veda Patashala, where the group of students are chanting, in the chant, many students are chanting, one of the students who happens to be one's own son, so the person who goes to Patashala listens to the chanting of all the students, and one's own son's voice, dhvani means voice, no? Voice is there, but voice still is not specifically known, isn't it? The voice being there is known, but what exactly is his voice, what exactly is his noise, how exactly he is chanting, it is not known. So just as the putra dvanihi, one's own son's noise, or the voice, which is amidst the noise, the others, amidst the one who is amidst the students of other Vedic chanting class, is partially known and partially unknown. Is it clear? Similarly, here what happens? Here also, the Atma is partially known, partially unknown. Is it clear? He gives the example, the 15th verse. This also we saw last class. We saw this much last class. Now we have to understand. Now he is going to say, what is the reason for this? What is it which obstructs the sun's dhvani noise? Tasya hetu samana biharaha. Tasya hetu samana biharaha. Putradhvani shrutau. Ihanadiravidyaiva. Ihanadiravidyaiva. Vyamohaikanibandhanam. Now he says, tasya, you have to be careful with me. Tasya means tasya pratibandasya. Of that obstruction, hetuhu, the cause. The reason or the cause of that obstruction, the reason for that obstruction. Obstruction with regard to what? With regard to putra dhvani shruta, with regard to hearing his own son's voice. And then putra dhvani shruta. Shrutihi means hearing. In hearing the voice of his son. putrasya dvanehe shrutau, putra dvani shrutau, with regard to his son's voice, or with in hearing his son's voice, the cause for the obstruction, with regard to his son's voice, the cause for obstruction, the reason for obstruction is samana abhiharaha. Samana means simultaneous. Abhiharaha means chorus chanting. Okay? The chorus chanting of all the students, simultaneous chorus chanting, is called samana abhiharaha. Abhiharaha means what? Chorus chanting. And samana means simultaneous. So simultaneous chorus chanting is the cause, hetu, for the obstruction in terms of, for obstruction with regard to hearing his son's voice, son's sounding. Now he is going to next one. Similarly, what is the hetuhu here? With reference to, with regard to the Atma, Swarupam being happiness, fullness. Also, in knowing the Atma, Swarupam being happiness, what is the obstruction? He says in the next line, Iha. Look at next word. Iha literally means here. But here means what? With regard to this self. With regard to the self being fullness, happiness. The only cause, Eka Nibandhanam, the only cause, the only reason, the main reason, the only reason, the only cause with regard to knowing the self being fullness, the only obstruction is anadiravidya eva. It is the avidya. Avidya means ignorance. And immediately we'll ask, when did this ignorance begin? So he does not want to ask such, he doesn't want us to raise such question. So he carefully gives anadiravidya, the beginningless ignorance, uncreated ignorance is the only obstruction, the only reason, okay, only obstruction, the only cause with regard to, with regard to the Atma Swarupam being fullness, only obstruction, okay, which is the cause for the Atma Swarupam being obstructed, being fullness is obstructed. Is it clear? Therefore, iha, anadiravidya eva, it is this beginningless uncreated ignorance alone, is the obstruction, it is the only cause, it is the only obstruction with regard to the self being happiness. In knowing, with regard to knowing the self being happiness. So in knowing, in hearing the son's voice, with regard to hearing the son's voice, the only obstruction was the simultaneous chorus chanting. Similarly, with regard to knowing the Atma Swarupam being fullness or happiness, the only obstruction is beginningless uncreated ignorance. And this ignorance is what? Vyamoha Eka Nibandhanam. Not only this ignorance is the obstruction with regard to the self being fullness or happiness, with regard to knowing the self being fullness or happiness, but this is the only cause for, main cause for many confusions and delusions. The vyamoha means delusion and confusion. ignorance is only one, but the delusions and confusions and illusions and hallucinations caused by ignorance are many. So, bahunam vyamohanam eka nibandhanam. The only cause, the only reason, only cause of mukhyam karanam, he says. Nibandhanam means mukhyam karanam. The main cause for many confusions is this only ignorance, which is the obstruction with regard to knowing Atma Swarupam, being fullness, happiness. Is it clear? Now, we have to understand one important thing here. Everything in this world comes and goes, comes and goes. Everything is subject to change. Everything, anything which has a beginning has a natural death, isn't it? Natural end. Avidya is anadihi, uncreated, beginningless. Therefore, avidya is something indestructible. Naturally, it does not have natural end. Which means it comes, it goes. Body comes, it goes. Isn't it? Everything comes and goes naturally. But avidya is something which has anadihi, therefore it has no natural, naturally it is indestructible. Naturally, natural death is not there for avidya. So natural death is not there means it is definitely important on our part to make effort to somehow resolve this ajnanam, avidya. Why? Because we need to really see that ignorance, this ignorance is removed for good. Is it clear? Why? Unless and until we take care of this problem of ignorance, this ignorance will be throughout obstructing the Atma Swarupam, the fullness, which means we will ever remain not being able to enjoy the fullness as our own Swarupam. See, what is there? We can say the whole Jagat, the entire solar system one day will go. All the constellations one day will go. The whole Jagat will, actually we talk about Mahapralaya, one day will resolve. What about Ajnanam, Avidya? Avidya will be there, comfortably there. There is no natural end for Avidya. But as long as Avidya is there, what will it do? It will be obstructing. It will be obstructing. It will prevent us from knowing the Atma Swarupam, being happiness. Therefore, what choice do you have? We have to really sort out this problem of ajnanam, which is an obstruction with regard to knowing Atma Swarupam, being happiness. Okay, therefore what to do now? So here beautifully now Vidyaranya Swami is going to begin to help us understand the nature of this avidya. Always when you want to resolve something, try to understand the nature of it. We need to know what this ignorance is all about. What is the nature of avidya? Now to make us understand the nature of avidya, ignorance, you know, he introduces the word prakritihi. Listen, prakritihi. What is prakritihi? Prakritihi is a name a word indicating, implying the original, subtlest matter. The matter in its original form, subtlest form, the fundamental form is called Prakritihi. In science, people talk about, the subtlest form of matter in science is energy. And they say the energy is the subtlest form of matter and which can be converted into gross matter. The gross matter converted into subtlest matter. Therefore, the law of interconvertibility is possible because there is the subtlest matter can be converted into gross matter. The maximum, the matter can be converted into, reduced to energy according to science. But Vedanta goes one step further and this Prakriti is inexplicably, incomprehensibly, non-describably much subtle. Okay? Subtlest form of matter is Prakritihi, which is subtler than the so-called energy. So Prakritihi is what? Subtlest form of matter is Prakritihi. Now, he is going to introduce that in the 15th verse. Before we read the verse, let me give you and make it very clear. See, this Prakritihi is called Trigunatmika. Prakritihi is Trigunatmika. Or Sattva Rajas Tamo Gunatmika. This Prakritihi is a feminine gender word. Okay, the matter is of three gunas. Sattvam gunaha, rajo gunaha, sattvam rajas tamas are three gunas. And here, sattvam gunaha implies the faculty of knowing, the knowing faculty. Knowing faculty, then rajogunaha implies faculty of activities. So sattvam implies jnanendriyani, rajas implies karmendriyani. So the faculty of knowing and the faculty of activities, sattvam and rajas. And what is tamas here? If these two powers, we can call them two powers also. If gunaha, sattvam gunaha is a name given to the manifest power of knowing. Rajas is the name given to the manifest power of activity. Okay? Rajogunaha means the manifest power of activity. Sattvagunaha is the manifest power of knowledge, knowing. The knowing faculty, then activity faculty. Now these two faculties, the faculty of knowing, the faculty of activity, oppressed is called inertia, tamogunaha. Tamogunaha is a name given to the power of inertia, which means what? Power of inertia is what? These two faculties remaining oppressed is called inertia. Is it clear? Therefore, now you know there is Prakriti, which is the original subtlest form of matter, and this matter is of three powers, are endowed with the three powers, a power of knowing, the power of activity and power of inertia, and which these three powers manifest are given three different names as Sattvagunaha, Rajogunaha and Tamogunaha. Sattvagunaha represents the faculty of knowing, Tamogunaha represents faculty of activity, and inertia, the Tamogunaha is nothing but these two faculties oppressed, is called what? Tamogunaha. The Tamogunaha is that in which these two faculties remain oppressed. Is it clear? Very, very, I don't want to have any slightest vagueness here. Now leave the Tamoguna. Just take this other two gunas. Here the author takes only these two gunas. Sattvagunaha and Rajogunaha. Only these two. Okay, the faculty of knowing, the faculty of activity. These two gunas alone you take. So this Prakriti is of two types. The Prakriti, which is of three gunas, is of two types. There are two types of Prakriti. One type, the first type of Prakriti is Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi. Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi. Otherwise, Shuddha Sattva Prakritihi. Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi, otherwise called Shuddha Sattva Prakritihi. What does it mean? Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi or Shuddha Sattva Prakritihi means the Prakritihi which is predominantly Sattvic. Prakritihi wherein Sattva is predominant, dominant. What is dominant in Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi is Sattva Gunaha. Very word tells you. Then we have next Prakriti is Rajav Pradhana Prakritihi. Rajav Pradhana Prakritihi. Rajav Pradhana Prakritihi, otherwise called Avishuddha Sattva Prakritihi. Shuddha Sattva, Avishuddha Sattva. Okay. Sattva Pradhana is equal to Shuddha Sattva Prakritihi. Rajav Pradhana Prakritihi is Avishuddha Sattva Prakritihi. Is it clear? This Rajav Pradhana Prakritihi, otherwise called Avishuddha Sattva Prakritihi, is that wherein Rajas is dominant, which is predominantly Rajasic. In Tattva Bodha, we heard this term Malina Sattva. You can say Avishuddha Sattva Prakritihi or Malina Sattva Prakritihi. The word Malina. Malina means dirty, isn't it? Avishuddha Sattva Prakritihi or Rajav Pradhana Prakritihi or Malina Sattva Prakritihi. These are the two types of Prakriti. Now, this Prakritihi happens to be the original subtlest form of matter. It is capable of manifesting consciousness. So the consciousness is, consciousness is capable of manifesting in Prakriti. The Prakriti is capable of manifesting consciousness. Now we have to understand this consciousness, which consciousness, how suddenly we are talking about consciousness, the consciousness which you have understood as samvit in number first 10 verses. Remember, Atma Swarupam is consciousness. And what is the word you heard? Samvit. That consciousness is the existence, the truth. Why do you say it is the truth? Because Trikala Abadhitam. Remember. Therefore, that consciousness is the existence because it is non-negatable in all three periods of time. Therefore, it's existence. And that consciousness happens to be the existence is the fullness, the happiness, because we understand it through the unconditional love for the self. For now, that consciousness, which is the existence, that consciousness is what? Actually, the Brahman. He used the word, no, Brahman. Implied by the term Brahman. The consciousness, existence, is implied by the term Brahman because of its nature of limitlessness. Why consciousness is implied by the term Brahman? Because consciousness is the existence, only existence. Consciousness is the substance of the substantive existence. And that, therefore, that consciousness existence is of the nature of limitlessness. Therefore, it is implied by the term Brahman. Now he says, this Brahman is manifesting in this Prakriti. For this consciousness existence, which is of the nature of limitlessness, therefore it is implied by the term Brahman, manifest in this Sattva Pradana Prakriti or Shuddha Sattva Prakriti and also Avishuddha Sattva Prakriti. Is it? Now, so we have to give the name. Not we have to give the name. So there's a name is given. Therefore, one more thing you have to understand. This Shuddha Sattva Prakriti or Sattva Pradana Prakriti is called Maya. We give the name. Because always difficult to use this Shuddha Sattva Shuddha. Long word, isn't it? So author wants to, not author, the scripture Shastram itself now gives a name to this Shuddha Sattva Prakriti. Ahattva Pradana Prakriti, a name is given. What is the name? Maya. Then, the Avishuddha Rajav Pradana Prakriti or Avishuddha Sattva Prakriti is called Avidya. Now you differentiate Maya and Avidya. So Maya and Avidya are two different names given to the Shuddha Sattva. The Prakriti which is predominantly Sattvic is called Maya. The Prakriti which is predominantly Rajasic is called Avidya. But originally both are matter, Prakriti. Avidya is Prakriti. Maya is also Prakriti, which is the original subtlest matter. Got it? Now we say, this Brahman, the consciousness, manifests in this Maya, Shuddha Sattva Prakriti, is called Ishvaraha. The same Brahman, the consciousness, manifests in Avidya is called Jivaha. So now, the Maya is, or Shuddha Sattva Prakriti, therefore the Maya when the Maya is the manifesting medium, because a cleaner surface, therefore Ishvara is bright, all-knowing, omniscient. And the Jiva manifest in what? Manifest in Ashuddha Sattva Prakriti, he is dull. Avishuddha Sattva Prakriti, Ashuddha Sattva Prakriti, Malna Sattva Prakriti, Avidya is called, Avidya is dull. Avidya is Ashuddha Sattva, therefore Jiva is dull. Now, these avidyas are many. Avidyas are many means what? We can't say ignorances are many. We are only using Sanskrit term. The reflecting media are many. Many minds are there. Avidya obtains in every mind. Isn't it? Therefore what? No. There are also many jivas. The reflections are many. The reflecting media are many, therefore reflections are many. If we place water, you know, in many, suppose 10 pots full of water we keep, and in each pot you can see the reflection of one sun. You can see 10 reflections of the only sun in 10 different pots full of water. So the reflections are many due to the number of reflecting media. The original sun is one and the same. Similarly here, jivas are many, but the reflecting media, the minds are many. Therefore, what happens? The avidya obtains in every mind. Is it clear now? There is ignorance. Avidya vritti. Is it clear now? Therefore, in every minds are many. Therefore, we have what? These jivas are all many. And here comes the doubt. Now, this jiva. Whose jiva? Consciousness manifest in avidya. Avishuddha. Sattva Pradhana Avishattva Prakriti is called Jiva, isn't it, actually? And now we say, it is like, we can say here, it's like a mirror having the, there are many mirrors. If you put 5-6 mirrors and you stand in front of all the mirrors, every mirror will reflect your face. So many reflecting media, there are many reflections of your face. Original face is one. But now it is possible for the reflection. Suppose imagine, just imagine. The reflection happens to have eye sense. The reflection says, because the reflecting medium is inseparable from me, I have to identify myself with the reflecting medium, the mirror. Or the reflection can also think what? Now, without the original face, eyed reflected face cannot be here. Therefore, I am that original light, original face. Is it clear? The reflection has the possibility of identifying itself with the reflecting medium, the mirror, or the reflection can think, what now? Every reflection is the original face. Reflection of the original face, isn't it? There are two ways of, the two possibilities of having identity. either with the reflecting medium because inseparable, or with its own original face. Possibility is there, isn't it? But still, if the reflection sees its original face as the Swarupam, it is original face. It identifies with the medium, and all the problems of the mirror become the problems of the reflection. Is it clear? And this Jiva Swarup, this consciousness, manifest in avidya, identified with avidya. Avidya is the manifesting medium. Isn't it clear? Avidya, avishuddha, sattva, prakritihi, which is the manifesting medium, is it? And the consciousness obtaining in manifest in avidya, which is called jivaha, and the manifest consciousness, manifest in avidya, identified with the reflecting medium avidya, is called prajnaha. So the jivaha identified with avidya is called prajnaha. So jivaha identified with avidya, the reflecting medium is called what? Prajnaha. And this avidya is the karana shariram. Avidya is called what now? Karana shariram. Is it clear? We understand so many things now. Karana shariram, we talk about it. What is karana shariram? Avidya is the karana shariram. And avidya is the manifesting medium. The consciousness manifest in avidya, avishuddha sattva prakritihi, is given the title jivaha. Gets the qualification jivaha. Isn't it? And this jiva identified with avidya, the reflecting medium, is given the name prajnaha. Who is given the name jivaha? Consciousness manifest in avidya is given the name jivaha. And the same jiva, the identified with the avidya, is called prajnaha. Is it clear now? Avidya is the karana shariram. So the jiva identified with the karana shariram is called prajnaha. Is it clear or confusing? Very clear. Isn't it? This is the biography of the ignorance. Understanding the nature of ignorance, avidya. And the avidya is what? The obstruction. Cause for the obstruction. Or it is obstruction itself. Avidya obstructs. Okay. I have told you the story. Now let us read this. Verses. 15th verse now. Chidanandamaya Brahma.
Chidanandamaya Brahma.
Pratibimbasamanvita. Tamorajasattvaguna. Prakrutir. Dvividhachasa. So he says, Prakritihi Dvividha Sa prakritihi dvividha. The prakritihi is of two types. Okay? Sattva pradhana prakritihi. Rajav pradhana prakritihi. And which prakriti is of two types? The prakritihi which is of three powers. As three gunas representing faculty of knowing, faculty of activity and oppressed faculties in oppressed condition, isn't it? Tamo rajas sattva guna prakritihi. So, tamo rajas sattva guna is adjective for prakritihi. The prakriti which is of the three powers. No? So, tamas gunaha, rajas gunaha, sattvam gunaha. Okay, say tamo rajas sattvam, sattvam, sattvani gunaha yasyaha prakritehe. The prakriti which is endowed with the three powers, or which is of three powers, is called sattva raj, tamo rajas sattva guna prakritihi. And this prakritihi is of two types. We are going to see the next line is what now? Sattva pradana prakritihi or rajav pradana prakritihi, otherwise called shuddha sattva prakritihi and avishuddha sattva prakritihi. Okay. And you see the first line here. Chidanandamaya Brahma. Chidanandamaya Brahma. Pratibimba samanvita. And this prakritihi is what? Pratibimba samanvita. Pratibimbaha literally means reflection. Samanvita means endowed with, inseparably associated with. This prakritihi, which is of two types, which is of the three gunas, okay, is endowed with, inseparably associated with, reflection or manifestation of Brahman, which is of the nature of conscious Brahman, implying, okay, the consciousness existence or consciousness limitlessness. Consciousness which is of the nature of limitlessness. So you can say this prakritihi endowed with the three, which is of three powers, which is of two types, is endowed with the inseparably associated with, samanvita means samyak anvita, inseparably associated with consciousness which is of the nature of fullness or limitlessness, implied by the term Brahman. Is it clear? Now we'll go to the next word. Sattva shuddhya, sattva Sattva shuddhya vishuddhibhyam. Maya vidye chate mate.
Maya vidye chate mate.
Okay. Maya bimbo vashi kritya.
Maya bimbo vashi kritya.
Tam syat sarvajna ishvaraha.
Tam syat sarvajna ishvaraha.
Okay. Now, sattva shuddhi avishuddhibhyam. Maya vidyecha temate. Sattva shuddhi avishuddhihi. So, sattva shuddhi prakritihi.
So I said sattva shuddhihi is equal to sattva shuddha prakritihi, sattva shuddhihi. Then avishuddha sattva prakritihi, shuddha sattva prakritihi, avishuddha sattva prakritihi. Remember, I already told you, they given the names as what? Maya. Sattva shuddha prakritihi is called Maya. Avishuddha sattva prakritihi is called avidya. Maya, avidya. You have to carefully split it. Maya, vidyan padichirukkudadu. Maya, avidya. Sometimes now you can put it as Maya Vidya, isn't it? Maya Avidya. You have to put Avagraha maybe. Maya Avidya. So in dual, Mala Male Malaha, isn't it? Therefore in dual, Maya plus Avidya becomes Maya Vidya. So now you know what is Maya, what is Avidya. Isn't it? Very clear. Te mate. Te means those two types of prakritis. Those two types of prakriti. Te is equal to those two types of prakriti. In terms of shuddha sattva prakritihi, avishuddha sattva prakritihi are known as mate. Said to be are known as Maya and Avidya respectively. Is it clear? So now can easy to remember. Sattva Pradana Prakritihi Maya. Rajav Pradana Prakritihi Avidya. Therefore, because Maya is bright. Listen now, the Maya is both are Prakriti originally. But consciousness manifest in Maya is bright, whereas consciousness manifest in Avidya is dull. Therefore, there is limited knowledge there is to all knowledge. Now, Maya Bimbo Vashikritya. Tansyat sarvajna ishvaraha. Now maya bimbaha. Bimbaha means a reflecting medium. Is it? The manifesting medium. The maya. Maya bimbaha means the consciousness, the original consciousness manifesting. Bimbaha means original consciousness. Pratibimbaha means manifest consciousness. Is it clear now? Bimbaha, original consciousness. Okay, manifest in Maya. Tam Vashikritya, having mastery over that Maya. So Vashikritya means having that Maya under its fold becomes what is known as Sarvajnaha, all knowing omniscient Lord, gets the status. Now the same, now Bimbaha, now the original consciousness manifest in Maya, gets the being capable of keeping that Maya, having that Maya in its fold and its control, gets the status of being the Lord. Okay, for bright, the consciousness manifest in Maya is bright because of the nature of the reflecting medium. Pradana. Therefore, bright, you will call all Sarvajnaha, omniscient Lord. Sarvajnaha, Ishwaraha, the Lord. So Ishvara is what now? Ishvara is a status, the lordship. It's a status. And why status? Because Sarvajnaha, all-knowing, omniscient. Because of the omniscience. The omniscience is possible because of the nature of the manifesting medium. Because Maya is what? Sattva Pradana Prakritihi. Isn't it? The nature, therefore, the nature of the medium happens Sattva Pradana Prakritihi, the Maya. And the consciousness manifest in that Maya is what knows bright and all-knowing. Therefore, it is given the status of being the Lord of Maya. And here Maya is completely under the control of the Bimba, original consciousness. And the control means what? It is keeping that Maya in control. That is, there's a mastery. It's a mastery. The son of Vashikritya, he says, Maya Bimbaha Tam Vashikritya Sarvajnaha Ishvaraha Syat. So consciousness manifests, see, because Shuddha Sattva, the nature of the manifesting medium being such, the consciousness obtaining there is bright, brighter, and this omniscience also is possible. Therefore, Sarvajnaha. Therefore, it is Ishvara that has the status of being the Lord. Ishvaraha, known by the term Ishvaraha. And there is a Vashikaranam is there. Vashikaranam means this is under the Maya, is under the control of the consciousness. Now we should go to the next verse. Avidya Vashagastvanyaha. Now, avidya vashagaha tu anyaha. Whereas, anyaha, who is anyaha now? Only have two. Ishra, next is what? Jiva. Who is jivaha? The same consciousness, same original consciousness. Manifest in avidya, which is rajah pradana prakritihi. Understand? So, because the nature of the prakriti, because of the nature of the manifesting medium, the jiva is dull. It gets the status what? Jiva status. And this jiva, vaichitriyat anekadha. Vaichitri means what now? Because of the plurality, the divisibility of the manifesting media are many. So, anekada, there are many jivas. So, it means manifestations of consciousness obtaining in avidya are many because avidya, what no, obtains many minds. Avidya obtains many minds. Therefore, manifesting media are many. Therefore, jivas are many. Which means manifestations are many. Understand? Vaichitriyat anekadha. And this jivaha, avidya vashagaha. Avidya vashagaha. Not avidya. See, there Ishvara, Maya, Bimbaha, Vashi, Karoti. Isn't it? There, the consciousness manifest in obtaining in Maya has mastery over, control over Maya. Whereas here, consciousness manifest in Avidya is under the control of Avidya. Maya, Vashagaha. Mayil, Mayai, Vasapadihiran. Vasapadihindra, Maya. So, Maya Vashagaha or Maya Vashikaraha. Vashikaraha. In Tamil, we have word Vashikaraha. Vashikaraha means what? The Vashikaraha literally is taken as attractive. It's not attractive, the completely, you know, the mesmerizer, the controller is called Vashikaraha. Ishwaraha is Maya Vashikaraha. You know, Jiva is Maya Vashagaha. Vashikaraha means the one who has control over. Vashagaha means the one who is, one who becomes this, you know, slave of. The one who becomes a slave of avidya is the jiva, becomes the slave of avidya, the matter. Ishvara is what now? The one who has mastery over matter, maya, is called Ishvara. Big difference. The one who has mastery over matter called maya is Ishvara. The one who is a slave of the matter called avidya is jivaha. So, avidya vashagaha jivaha, maya vashikaraha ishwaraha. In Tamil we have some different funny meaning. Vashikaraha means they think attractive. So there, one meaning is there. Vashikaroti means tanvasha paduttadal. You know, you have mastery over. You attract the first attract the person. Once you attract, it means you have felt the person, then you have mastery over the person. You know, when anything attracts you, means be careful. Except Bhagavan, don't get attracted towards anything else. You are attracted towards anything other than Bhagavan, you will get into trouble. Finished. Lifelong enslavement then. So beautiful. Sanskrit words are so expressive. You know, so expressive. So being attracted means being enslaved. Okay? Except Bhagavan. That is why Krishna is called Akarshakaha. Krishna is equal to Akarshakaha. Sarva Akarshakaha. You know? Sarva Vashikaraha, Sarva Akarshakaha is Krishna. Happiness. Sarva Vashikaraha is what? Happiness. Okay. So here, avidya vashagaha tu anyaha. Now we should, so the consciousness manifest in maya is maya vashikaraha, therefore ishwaraha. But here the consciousness manifest in avidya is the other one, anyaha, is not vashikaraha, but vashagaha is the slave of the avidya. Avidya vashagaha and maya vashikaraha. You have to differentiate. Maya vashikaraha ishwaraha, avidya vashagaha jivaha. What a vaichitryat anekadha. There is many jivas are many. So jivas are many means what? We should remember very well. Manifestations are many. Manifestations of consciousness are many, but consciousness is one. Now, he wants you one more name. That avidya, which is enslaver of the jiva, is what? Karana shariram. You punjitcha, what is karna shariram? Karna shariram koyapindundame. What is karna shariram? Causal body. That avidya is the karana shariram. Causal body. Now, okay, this jivaha also identified with this causal body, the avidya, is called Prajnaha. Ella naming ceremony da iniki. Naming ceremony. Everybody is given a name. Who is given the name as Prajnaha? jivaha identified with avidya, karna shariram is pragyaha. Who is named as karna shariram? Avidya is named as karna shariram. And who is given the name jivaha, jiva title? The consciousness manifest in avidya. So manifest in avidya is jiva. But jiva has the possibility now of identifying with avidya, identifying with consciousness, Brahma. Isn't it? The jiva identified with the avidya is pragyaha. Jiva identified with consciousness is Ishvaraha. But he says, sa karana shariram syat pragyaha tatra abhimanavan. Pragyaha is the name given to abhimanavan. Abhimana means identity, isn't it? Abhimanavan means the one who has identity with that karana shariram. Tatra. Tatra is equal to with regard that causal body, karana shariram. So the pragyaha is the jiva identified with that karna shariram is called, given the name pragyaha. So you can, if you have any doubts in this, no doubts.
Yeah, why the word oppressed? Why is the word oppressed used?
Yeah, see, for want of expression, Radhaji, I use the term oppressed because, see, the inertia is also power, dravya shaktihi, wherein these two faculties become non-functional. See, the power of activity, the faculty of activity, the faculty of knowledge remain non-functional. When inertia is predominant. Example, in deep sleep state, then tamoguna is predominant. There's also power, isn't it? That condition, what happened? The faculty of activity and the faculty of knowledge remain oppressed, means they remain resolved. We use the term resolved. Why? Because why they're not functioning? Why there is no knowledge of the world in deep sleep state? Because all your sense powers are not absent, are not non-existent. They are non-functional. They kept oppressed. They reaped.
So by oppressed means non-functional. By dominance you mean manifestly active.
Yes.
Okay. Fine.
Okay. Oppressed. Maybe the word oppressed is not appropriate, but I just wanted to make it clear. For want of expression, I use the word. In due course of time, it became very clear. So because already I never liked to use the word oppressed, etc. I'm always very careful about using the powers remain, the power in whose dominance the faculty of knowing and the faculty of, which is best way of putting it. The power in whose inertia is a power in whose presence, in whose dominance, the faculty of activity, the faculty of knowledge remain resolved. Remain non-functional. That is why in sleep you don't do any active, physically you are not active. Of course, intellectually also, what, there's no knowledge taking place, isn't it? The external world. So relative experience is not there. There's absolutely there is experience. You can't say there's no experience at all. Then you can't talk about the experience next day. There is one experience of the absence of experience. That experience is the proof for the experiencer being there. And that experiencer, because of whose presence, experience of non-experience is possible, is consciousness. Even this morning, I was talking to the Peter. See, I just said, suppose how to know what is the proof there is what is the proof for the continuity of consciousness, continuous existence of consciousness. Now you understand, I am the knower, so the knower is consciousness, or I am consciousness. Actually, the content of I is consciousness, that you arrive at it. But before I was born, did I exist? Was I there? Suppose you ask somebody, the passerby, he may say, no, I did not exist. I was not there. If a person says, how do you know that you were not there before?
I have to know.
Isn't it? Not just present, isn't it? I know I did not exist. I know I was not there. Which means the present knowledge of your not being there before is a proof for the knower being there. That knower is always there. Like what? Like the deep sleep state. In deep sleep state, there is no knowledge of the world, there is no knowledge of the self also. There is no knowledge of the knower, there is no knowledge of the existence of the knower or the known. Isn't it? But still, who is the one? There is a knower. There is a knower of knowledge of the absence of knowledge of the world and the knower and the known.
Well, I must have very wrong. That absence, if you say to me now, where were you before you were born? I say, well, I didn't exist. But that knowledge is now. So I know now.
That is why always there's no past or future without the present. The future and past always in the present. You can always, the past has its reference.
Yeah.
Only in presence.
Yeah.
Without the presence, there's no past, there's no future. Future also is relative with reference to presence. Past has the reference to present.
So that consciousness, that endless, constant consciousness is only in the present. It's only now.
It's always there.
Yeah. Now I feel more clear.
So anyway, at least Savidya is clear, isn't it? We'll come to know next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.